Life's an event. You're going to have to show up for it. Your kids need to show. You need you to show up. How many saw the video on Facebook yesterday about me and my grandkids? I had to cut it kind of short. I wasn't deer hunting. Matter of fact, I didn't even have a gun. I said, well, Scott, you went deer hunting without a gun? Yeah, it was kind of last minute. And I couldn't. Well, I found the gun, Jonathan, but I couldn't find no shells. So there wasn't no point in just taking it, all right? And so anyway, I was hunting grandkids. Did we have fun, John? Did you get stopped caught before you got home? You don't know? All right, never mind. I said, John, well, I won't tell you the whole story, but I said, you got to quit this coughing before we get home. Mama's going to be mad. John is 6 years old. He said, Big, I've been coughing 12 years. So what's the point of worrying about it now? What do you say to that? Nothing. Joseph hollered at me and said, Big, 10,000 acres of mud. John is messing up my good mud that I want to walk in. It was some good-looking mud you had picked out there, Joseph. I got to go with you. That's why I told John to go find your own mud. Amen? That's his mud. Only boys fight over mud. Good mud. You know what I mean? I know girls, well, some I know good mud too, all right? I told William, I said, I'm Big's in a lot of trouble. He said, Big, we can't help it if the mud was already here when we got here to hunt, all right? Life's an event. Believe me, they have showed up for something. I'm not sure what, but nevertheless, all right? Are y'all still with me? Verse number 11. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up your sword. Go ahead and put it up. And notice what he just said. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink of it, Peter? This is my purpose. I got to do my purpose. Whether you understand it or not, Peter, I have to do what I have to do. And so we each have a purpose. And we have to show up for it, and we have to complete it. Do you understand what I'm saying? For the kingdom of God. Say, Brother Scotty, I've got so off track, so messed up. Jesus is not off track. So all you got to do is just flip your compass on, and just like we do hunting the dogs. Well, we got GPS now, we don't have to do that. But I had a there he is, right there. You can find him if you want to. If you read this long enough, you pray long enough, I promise you, he will be found if you call his name, read his word, and search for him with a whole heart. Are you with me? All right, verse number 12. Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and they bound him. Jesus showed up. Here's a few things that life's going to require. Personal responsibilities. They're yours. Don't make somebody else clean up your mess. One thing wrong with this country is we're trying to clean up generations of messes. If you clean up all the messes of your children, they will never understand the fact that they have to clean up their own mess. When I was young, I don't know what year the road was paved out at Plattsburgh, but I was young. I was William's age, maybe even a little younger. He's 10. We had Plattsburgh Riding Arena. If Ronnie was here, he could tell you more about the dates. But we had Plattsburgh Riding Arena, Plattsburgh Riding Club, and everybody from everywhere that could get there on Saturday night was there when I was a kid. It was behind my daddy's house. My Uncle Hewlin, that owned the country store, my World War II uncle, as I refer to him to you, he's the one who provided all the drinks and refreshments and all that stuff in the concession stand. And people got through drinking a drink, they just threw it down. It was those old bottles. It didn't matter if you were on a truck, you weren't going to break them. You know what I'm saying? So then we had to go, Deb, and pick them all up Sunday afternoon. So you send them to the plant, and they wash them, and they put cold drink back in them, and they send them back to the store. And me and Dorman Boatner picked up wagon loads of them, all right? And Uncle Hubo gave us 5 cents a piece to go pick them up. We walked up and down that dirt road barefooted, nothing on but shorts, picking up Coke bottles. Why did y'all do that? Because y'all liked it? If that's what you think, you've missed the whole story, all right? So do you hear the part about 5 cents a bottle? All right. Anyway, that being said, I won't call his name because he's still alive. He was older than me. But we come up with a bright idea, Mark Robinson, to, since trucks and horses stepping on those bottles wouldn't break them, to see if another bottle would break another bottle. So we got a bottle, Matt, and we, the other sinful individual that was leading me, all right, he throwed it and busted that bottle, and both of them broke. Sometimes it just ricocheted. It took three or four tries on some of them. You understand what I'm saying? You know what we did? Jackson, we broke every last one of them. We just kind of got carried away. You know how you do that? Anybody? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. We got carried away. Anybody here got carried away for a few things? It wasn't such a good... I mean, it started out fun. But when we got all the way back to the woods back there and we broke every bottle and you look, I turned around and looked back. I knew then, Mickey, I had made a bad, like an abominational type sin. I didn't see Coke bottles. I saw my mama, Bonnie Frances Breedlove Boatner, all right? And so I knew I might as well get it over with, so I went and told her. Praying to God, she'd just whoop me with the nearest thing. Just get an umbrella in one hand. Well, we couldn't afford an umbrella. Fly swat in one hand, spatch in the other hand. Just whoop me all over, dear God, please. That's what I was thinking. You know what she did to help? Didn't lay one hand on me. She said, come on. I said, where we go? I thought, God, she's taking me to jail, all right? You know what I'm saying? Will they let me in jail? I mean, you don't know about this one. It's around here. So anyway, it's big. And the country store back in the late 60s were busy places. Deb, you know what she did? She pulled up right up out front, parked. I said, what are we doing up here? She said, you go in there and you tell your Uncle Hewlin that loves you like a son what you did. I said, Mama, you know, I think I've got a better... there's a lot of people here right now for such stuff as this. She said, and I said, never mind. I said, that's okay. But I begged her, Deb, I begged her. I cried. Really cried tears. You understand what I'm saying? So I got out. You know how long it took me to walk across that little short parking lot to that door, Mickey? It took me a long walk. Because it was packed. You couldn't even breathe. You couldn't even get in this old country store. And the further I walked, Miss Debbie, the more I cried. And I walked up and I said, Uncle Hebo. He said, son, what's wrong with you? I said, it's real bad. I mean, I was serious by this time. It wasn't funny. It's funny now. Was it funny then? I said, you know all them Coke bottles I'm supposed to pick up every Sunday afternoon? He said, yes, sir. What is it? What's wrong with them? Somebody stole them, got all our money. I said, no, ain't nobody stole them. But I broke all of them. And he loved me like his own child. If it's yours, baby, own it. Mama didn't go under and tell it. Mama didn't buy one Coke bottle. Mom and Daddy didn't pick up no Coke bottle. Matter of fact, my daddy wasn't home, but he got home later that day, okay? And guess what? When we got back to the house, I didn't get to go in the house. She said, go out there and get started. I said, Mom, Miss Scott. She said, Scotty LeVon. I said, yes, ma'am, no problem. Don't even cook supper because I'll be out there 3 days. It's a lot of glass out there. But you know what my Uncle Hewlin did? He not only did not fuss at me, Martha, but he sent me some help to pick him up. I'd have been there for days, Matthew. The Bible says in Romans 5:20, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. If you will show up for the event called life, God will help you get it right most days if you just don't really mess it up too bad. You understand what I'm saying? Can I get an amen? Life's an event. Show up for it. If they own it, they own it. I don't care if they're 3 years old. I know you're thinking, well, a three-year-old don't know that they just threw the tea pitcher through the window. They don't know. Okay, all right. Okay. So there's going to be some personal responsibility in this thing called life. Number two, no one can do life for you, so quit blaming on everyone else. You know why? Because you're you and they are them. And when you blame it on everyone else, you know what you sound like? A whiny child. You know why you sound like a whiny child even though you're 62? You are a whiny child. You've always been a whiny child. Can I get an amen? It's time to show up and grow up. Come on, somebody. We got stuff to do on this planet. We got to get some stuff settled before we can finish. We get a place in our life, and we got to settle it. We're going to move on up to the top of the stairs. Are y'all with me? So we got to grow up and show up, because it's us. It's not them. It's us that God's called to do what we got to do. Quit worrying about what they're doing. Okay? Number three, your life is a gift from God. Everybody that's your age is not here today. They died. So they didn't get an opportunity to finish life. They didn't get an opportunity to take their grandson's hunting. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Life is an event. You're going to have to show up for it if you're going to pull it off and do it for the glory of God Almighty. Let me ask you a question. What have you broken that wasn't yours to break? What have you broken that wasn't yours to break? What are you messing up that's not yours to mess up? It's yours to take care of and to nurture and to love. What are you doing that you shouldn't be doing? To him to know it to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. James chapter 4 or 5, something like that. Me and my grandsons went hunting yesterday. We weren't chasing deer. I was chasing them. I have one question. What are you chasing? Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fill us with your Spirit today and help us to realize that under no circumstances are we to quit on life. If we didn't get it right yesterday, by your grace, you'll help us get it right today. Because that's what you do. That's what a parent does. So, Father, I pray you'd go before us, and at any cost, let us accomplish this thing called life. Paul said, Timothy, in a few days, they're going to cut my head off here in Rome. But I have finished my course. I have protected and guarded the faith of the gospel of the truth of God. So you take what I've taught you, and you carry on. So, Father, help us to understand that life is an event and we have to show up for it.